welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips episode 87, and welcome to 2018. If you're watching this on the day it's released, it's the 2nd of January 2018. And also, you can probably hear that the Christmas and New Year festivities period has left my voice a little less than fully healthy, so I apologize for the state of my throat, vocal cords, and overall voice production. But I hope we can get through today and achieve something useful. And I wanted to record something today because I think if you, like me, are interested in being the best public speaker we can be, the best at communicating the gospel we can be, then we want to be clear on what we're trying to achieve. And so my question today in this Tuesday teaching tip is, what is your main goal for your speaking, your preaching and your teaching in 2018? We need to have some clarity on what we're trying to achieve this year. What is it that God would hope that we would develop, grow in, get better at, be more effective in, so that we can communicate the good news the best we possibly can? It could be getting better at digging into the text, of being a good exegete, understanding the original meaning of the passage. It could be that your main goal might be to use illustrations better, or perhaps to be a better storyteller, either stories that are within the Bible or telling stories that help illustrate principles and themes and topics in the Bible. Perhaps it's getting better at showing people how to apply what you're teaching and preaching about, how they can make it real and relevant and useful for their own lives. Or perhaps it's more practical, how to stop fidgeting when you're speaking, or removing disfluencies, by which I mean things like and you know, and things like that, you know. What might be the thing for you? There's a long list we could talk about here, but do you know what the thing is that you would like to focus on this year? So I have three tips for us as we think about this. Firstly, and they all begin with P, so I should make it easy. Number one, pick one thing. Pick just one thing. It's tempting to say, oh, I want to get better at this and that and this and that, but hopefully you've got a lifetime, or at least a year or two or five or ten, to keep improving. But for this year, pick one thing, only one. Make it that one thing. If you could grow in that one thing, you'd know you'd improved, and your congregation, your listeners would thank you. So that's the first thing. Pick one. Secondly, passion. Passion, whatever it is, must really matter to you. You're not going to be able to focus on it and grow in it, especially if it's difficult. And let's face it, if you're not already doing this, it probably is difficult. You're not going to see progress unless you're passionate about it. It must be meaningful. There must be an internal motivation about it. And that takes making sure that it's an intellectual motivation and an emotional motivation. It must matter intellectually, as in you really believe that telling stories is a very important part of being a good preacher and teacher. And it must matter to you emotionally that if I can get better at this, I'll be so much better at communicating the good news. And so it's got to connect emotionally and intellectually. So be passionate about whatever it is that you pick. Don't pick something just because you feel you ought to, or somebody else tells you you should, but because it truly matters to you. That's the best kind of goal. And the third P, after pick one and be passionate about it, the third is to make it prominent. By which I mean, you mustn't lose sight. You mustn't lose visibility of this particular goal. It's easy in January to set it there and it's fresh in your mind. But then as February, March, and April and May roll on, we tend to forget what that goal is. So make it visible. Print it out. Make it part of your screensaver. Put it, if you have a template for sermon preparation, put it right at the top. Highlight it. Underline it. Put it there in bold or red lettering. If you have another way of preparing your sermons, perhaps you do it on paper, prepare your piece of paper by first of all writing on top what that one thing is. Keep it visible. Put it somewhere where you're going to notice it. Three P's for your goals. Pick one, be passionate about it, and make it prominent where you won't forget. For me, I'd like to grow in a lot of areas, but this year in particular, I want to grow at providing helpful, relevant applications of each lesson I teach and preach. In other words, the people, I don't necessarily have to tell people how to apply what I've been talking about, but providing helpful suggestions and helping people to find their own application of what we've been talking about. And we're preaching and teaching through Hebrews in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, for example. So as I go into my first lesson, my Hebrews lesson, a week Friday, then I want to make sure that I have some helpful applications in that lesson. So that's my number one thing this year. I've chosen it. I'm passionate about it. I really believe it's important because the Bible is relevant to life. So I need to be someone that demonstrates how that could be relevant in my preaching and teaching. And I'm going to make it prominent by sticking it somewhere I can't miss it. So those are mine. What are your thoughts on this? What are the best ways to set goals for public speaking in 2018? Perhaps you've got some ideas. Would you like to share with our online community what yours are? We learn best when we learn in community. Please leave a note and do me a favor and pass this recording on to one other person. Send the link to one other person who might benefit from it. Thanks so much. I very much appreciate it. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.